Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of our radio program recorded overnight for you. And before I tell you what's coming up this hour, a programming note, the fifth hour with Ben Maller made available right now. It should be available right now. If not, it'll be available shortly. You can check it out. And our guest on our Friday Conversation podcast is with Mel Proctor. Now, Mel Proctor was a play-by-play voice of the Baltimore Orioles. In baseball, he did the NBA's Washington Bullets. He called Washington National games. He's worked for the Padres, the Texas Rangers, the Clippers, a lifetime of play-by-play. And we'll hear how he ended up working all over the country as a play-by-play guest. An interesting conversation with Mel Proctor about his career and broadcasting in general. But this hour, how concerned should Jacksonville coach Urban Meyer be with Trevor Lawrence's love of football? We parse the quotes coming out of a recent Sports Illustrated story. That and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number one. What a jag! Huh? Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we chatterbox coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here we are together, side by side. Isn't that amazing? So our lead this hour comes from the shrink's chair, if you will, specifically the NFL draft, now less than 2 weeks away, and the future of Trevor Lawrence, which is all but done. We know what's going to happen, don't we? But if you didn't see this story, maybe you haven't been paying attention because of other things going on. I will give you the brief recap. So Sports Illustrated, which apparently is still a thing. I used to read that all the time when I was a kid, and then think the internet came along, and then that was it. But apparently Sports Illustrated is still in business. And they recently did a big write-up on the presumptive number one pick in the NFL draft from Jacksonville. And according to the patriarch of the Lawrence family, this is the interesting stuff. I'm going to skip out all the other bull crap. I'm just going to give you the interesting stuff. So according to the patriarch of the Lawrence family, Trevor Lawrence isn't a win a Super Bowl at all costs type of guy. Not his driving force. He's like, okay, you can overlook that. A lot of players in the NFL, you know, they'd like to win, but they don't really have that as the end-all be-all. He's not in the minority on that, although you don't normally say it, and this was his dad saying it. But wait, there's more. Trevor Lawrence's old high school coach was interviewed by SI and said that the quarterback out of Clemson could walk away from football at any time and be perfectly fine. Now, in the article I am referencing here, Lawrence himself announced that he has nothing to prove. How about that? Quote, I think that's unhealthy, you know, proving stuff. Just always thinking, Lawrence said, this is a quote, that you've got to prove somebody wrong. You've got to do more. You've got to be better. Lawrence doesn't want any of that. All right, so you know what this calls for. All right, these comments call for, it is the time of the show where we parse the story around Trevor Lawrence. And again, in a nutshell, it's his dad saying he's not really that worried about Super Bowls. His high school coach, he could quit and walk away. Lawrence himself saying that he's not a prove-it guy. He doesn't want to prove anything to you. Who are you? All right, so let us discuss the question. How concerned should Urban Meyer be with these quotes percolating out of this article from Sports Illustrated? So my observations, you've got the electrician, Beavers, and Olympics. And we will lock all of these things together into a Maller monologue, and we will start right now with number one. So Urban Meyer can spin. He can join the spin doctors if he wants. But this is problematic on several levels for the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence's quotes are, it's enough. The people around him, the people that were close to him, and his own quote, enough to give you an ulcer if you take a step back. And you have to make a pile of, on one side you've got players X and the other side you got players Y. You go back and forth on this. But the players that are motivated by criticism, if you made a pile of those players on one side, and then on the other side, you put a pile of players that are not motivated by criticism, which pile do you think is going to be bigger? Ding, 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 ding. That is correct, right? Now, that doesn't mean that there's different things you can do here. You can, it's kind of like an orange, right? There's a couple different ways you can peel an orange. But every all-time great, every single all-time great in my experience watching sports in my life, their driving force has been the haterade. So much so, it's become a trope. It's cliche. One of the greats of all time, Michael Jordan, in his Hall of Fame speech, Michael Jordan thanked his detractors for the motivation. He credited them for being the driving force behind his legacy with the Chicago Bulls and his work ethic in those years in his NBA career. And Jordan needed this jet fuel, even pulling some of it out of thin air, to get the engine started. You hear similar things about Tom Brady, and it just continues on and on. It sounds like Trevor Lawrence needs to call an electrician, because it appears to be a wiring issue. There's like I'm not sure what it is, but it from the sound of it, he's not hardwired the way that you would like the number one pick in the NFL draft to be hardwired. It's problematic. Now, the second thing here, while Trevor Lawrence says it's unhealthy to try and prove critics wrong, that part of it's troubling, right? The even more concerning statement, though, is the one that came from the high school coach. That the coach who said he could walk away tomorrow and be fine, close quote. You draft a quarterback at the very, very top, and you have other options. Now, they're not as good as this guy, but you have other options. You're expecting that player to not only be a foundational player, but obviously be there for the long term, unless they get hurt. But reading the room here, the implication I got from this story, the implication was that Trevor Lawrence just doesn't have that deep-rooted passion for football. It's not the most important thing to him. And you can say, who cares about that? But I always say, remember the tuna. Bill Parcells, the model which he started and then was hijacked by Bill Belichick with the Patriots. And Parcells used to rant and rave, I want beavers, he would say, right? He'd go on and on like that. And he'd say, well, why do you want beavers? Well, what do beavers do? All they do is chop down trees, right? Nothing else. All their only goal there is to chop down trees. And Parcells would say, I just want people that think about football, right? All that. And a lot of meathead football coaches have said that over the years. Well, if that's your goal, if you're Urban Meyer, for example, then it would appear that Trevor Lawrence is not for you. Now, in light of Andrew Luck, you can't have a conversation about a quarterback with bohemian tendencies without bringing up Andrew Luck, who quit. Call it what it is. He's a quitter, Andrew Luck, on the Indianapolis Colts. He didn't retire at the end of a season and then not come back. No, he led the Colts on that he was going to play another season. And then a couple weeks before the start of the regular season, he says, that's it. I don't feel like playing. I'm done. Right? So now this is no big deal until it becomes a big deal. So the question, do you really want to set yourself up for more future heartburn in Duval County? Now, similar things were said about Andrew Luck. I recall when he was at Stanford, he was the nerdy quarterback. He was different than other quarterbacks before him and all that stuff. And yet, when Andrew Luck quit, and you know couldn't hack the NFL anymore, people were acting blindsided when he sashayed away. They're like, well, I can't believe it. I can't. Another guy that comes up here on this list of quarterbacks that in recent drafts have had this tag where, you know, football's not the most important thing, Josh Rosen, right? Josh Rosen was also tagged as a guy who, you know, he's a tennis player, you know, he's good at football at UCLA, he didn't really love football, he didn't need football, came from some money, and he has been a total zero in the NFL, an abject failure. An abject failure. And there are more examples, but those are the ones that I wanted to use right now. All right, final point. So if I was running the Jaguars, I would be going DEFCON 1 is what I would be doing. I'm talking lights and sirens emergency because we are now less than 2 weeks away from the draft and the Messiah, the projected savior of Jacksonville football has just popped a tire. There's a flat tire there for Lawrence. Now, in terms of raw talent, you would be delighted to take Trevor Lawrence, and that's ultimately what's going to happen. He's been teasing NFL scouts for years. Every quarterback in the league, though, is what? You get in the NFL because you have tremendous talent. You have a great skill set. But the margins are razor thin, and so it's kind of like the Olympics. Right, the Olympics come around every so often, and the difference between a gold medal and not even getting a medal is often milliseconds in many of the Olympic events. And so, to me, it's very similar with the quarterback. Tom Brady, as great as Brady's been, there's another parallel dimension where Brady never got a shot and then went back and tried to play baseball and failed and then ended up selling insurance. Right, in that other dimension. I mean, so we're talking about milliseconds. The difference between good and bad is really often the minute details. And because there are so many variables to consider in the NFL draft, it's one of the things that I complain about all the time about the draft. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan because it's a total crapshoot most of the time. You take a guy like Trevor Lawrence, you look at the comps, you say athletically and his ability, he should be great. But then you look at the other stuff, you're like, well, he's not really that into it. And his high school coach said he could just walk away. And you're like, what do we have here? Right? Is this a fake it till you make it type situation? But the variables, all things being equal, attitude, motivation, desire to be an all-time great, those are gargantuan things you have to consider. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face here. Now, there is a grand conspiracy that has been bouncing around the pinball machine of sports talk. And since I do overnights, I'm allowed to go down conspiracy theory avenue, and I've got my trusty tinfoil hat on. So the conspiracy theory is that this is an intentional act, that Trevor Lawrence's his camp has concerns about Jacksonville, even though he's a Southern boy. The last-ditch push to avoid having to play for the Jags, and that people around Trevor Lawrence would rather he play in New York, number two pick. The Jets have the number two pick. That would provide more off-the-field revenue. Imagine how upset, though, the people that spent all that money on that high-end toaster would be if Lawrence ends up not going to play in Jacksonville. Now, what are the odds that something crazy happens? You can't say zero. You can never say zero. I mean, there could be a big scandal between now and the beginning of the NFL draft. There's a lot of things that we can't predict, but as far as the odds that Jacksonville does not take Trevor Lawrence or ends up making some kind of trade, I'm going to say it's plus 9,000, which implies there is a chance, but it's a 1% chance, right? You always leave that 1%. Would you take the 99 or the 1%? Unlikely, but you never say never because nobody knows anything. And it's the old chaos theory that percolates and continues to percolate. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all available to you. We'll take your phone calls here as we re-engage and open up the Fox phone lines, and you can join us at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part later on. If you're with us for the full journey on the red eye in hour two, we've got the third degree. We'll have lame jokes of the week. We'll see what kind of mood Eddie's in. That'll determine how the jokes go. If he's in a good mood, the jokes will be funny. If he's in a bad mood, the jokes won't be funny. Keep in mind, they're the same jokes, whether Eddie's in a good mood or not. It just depends on if Eddie's in, he wants to play along or not. And then we'll have Balderdash. We got the Coop Scoop on entertainment. So a lot of marginal entertainment through the overnight hours. Of course, you, as I often point out, you will likely not be listening to this whole entire thing. But if you miss some of it, you can go back and hear the podcast, which will be up shortly after we get done. Really, we just come in the middle of the night and record a podcast. That's pretty much what we're doing. All right, straight ahead. Magical sticky notes. Magical sticky notes. No, this is not a story about Deshaun Watson. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Dick won't be denied.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Go, King Eddie.
And out live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's all about those magical sticky notes. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. The Maller Militia with a lot to say, as they typically do. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, of course Trevor Lawrence could walk away from football at any time. He's got a lifetime of doing, Vidal Sassoon and Head and Shoulders commercials. It's all about the hair. His hair looks marvelous. That's some good-looking hair. That is wonderful hair. The burner account writes in from Parts Unknown, says, I want chaos, Benjamin. I say don't draft Trevor Lawrence number one. I don't want my quarterback to have such a carefree attitude. Let him fall in the draft. I think he'll fit in good with Pete Carroll, the two carefree hippies, but not weed man hippie. Mr. Luciano writes in. He says, great monologue, and I am glad I have the app to listen to you guys due to the fact that we are being covered up right now by Dodger programming. But we're okay with that. We're okay. My man Vasse, my old producer, doing a hot Dodger talk on
who?
AM 570 in Los Angeles. So I guess we can speak bad about the Dodgers now. Not that I would ever do that, of course. Why would I do that? But thank you. Mr. Luciano, by the way, says he is a Giants fan. So there you go.
Poor guy.
I know. That would have been cool a few years ago when they kept winning the World Series, but those days have passed. Now the Giants stink. They should reinvent Candlestick, because the Giants, the team they've had recently, looks like a team you'd see at Candlestick. Just not very good. Rob in Vegas writes in, says, oh, Big Ben, this is what you would call making a mountain out of a molehill. That's bullcrap, Rob. Did you see the story? This Trevor Lawrence story, he says, is a big, fat nothing burger. He says, also, Andrew Luck quit, really? Last I checked, Luck retired, walked away when he could still walk after several injuries for his family. No, retiring is when the season ends and you say, I'm not going to play anymore, I'm retired. When you quit, you announce that you're going to come back and play for the team, and then 2 weeks before the start of the regular season, see you later, guys, I'm done, I quit. That's quitting. See, you can go to my master class, because I know apparently you're not that bright today, Rob, and I'll teach you all about that. Raz quit the band. He writes and says, with the run of quarterbacks we've had as a long-suffering Viking fan, it would be kind of refreshing, Raz says, to have one or two walk away. He says, this monologue passes the muster. It's a B-plus monologue. Well, I'm glad that Raz approved of the monologue. MC Loud writes and says, Ben, This was only said to fall in the trap. I mentioned that, MC Loud. I said the conspiracy that this was intentionally planted, these quotes, to give some Jacksonville bigwigs second thoughts, to, according to MC Loud, to land in a better spot. Then he says his answer to the Who Am I game. We haven't even had the Who Am I game. He says his answer is Tom Pagnozzi. So remember that when we do the Who Am I game a wee bit later.
Who?
A wee bit later. All right, let's go to the phones, and we will say hello. Who's up first? Who's in the leadoff position? Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan. Hello, Blind Emmett from Olympia,
hello,
Washington.
Hello, Big Ben. How are you doing tonight?
If I was any better, I'd be a Rocky, but not a Colorado Rocky, because, man, are they not, they're not very good. No, they're not good.
No, horrible, dude. I want to just give some advice to Chris in Houston before I talk about the Trevor Lawrence thing. I want to call in and talk about that. But, Chris, if you're going to talk trash, dude, come on, just do the verbal octagon. It'll be good for radio. And I think, you know, you can't just talk trash and not deliver with a verbal octagon, all right?
Yeah.
Now on
no, but he's intimidated by the octagon. He likes to throw his haymakers outside of the octagon. He's more of a street fighter. Yeah.
So about the Trevor Lawrence thing, of course I'd be concerned. As Rob Park would say, don't be alarmed, because this is a number one draft pick. This is your quarterback of the future. And when he's saying that he doesn't care about football, it's high school coach who's probably one of the biggest coaches you could have, like your high school and your college coach for the NFL, is saying he could just walk away. That's concerning to me as a football fan. And if I was a GM and I wanted a number one pick, I'd be going for the quarterback who, I love football, I want to help you guys do whatever, get to like the Super Bowl, go.
Well,
like,
and even well, really, Emmett, what you're, and listen, not everyone's going to fully love football, but you at least have to play the game, right? Isn't that, it's kind of like, it's a stupid test. You just have to pretend. And Trevor Lawrence isn't even, these quotes, the way I read the story, he's not even, he doesn't care. He's like, hey, listen, I'm, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, if I, you know, I'm fine. I don't want to, I don't want to be motivated by the haters. You know, listen, Rob Parker, you mentioned Rob. Rob's a friend of mine. He has spent his entire career just poleaxing Tom Brady. And so much so that the Patriots back in the day would send out like quotes from, and Rob Parker was the guy they were quoting a lot because he was taking shots at Brady, and then they'd go out and win the Super Bowl. So Brady's one of those guys that's motivated by that. Most of these players are motivated by it, but not, you know, not everyone. So
Seems like Lawrence doesn't care. See ya.
There you go. Go away. Thank you, Emmett. There's a Blind Emmett. The Seahawk fan checking in. So let's see. Who do we have here? Who is next? Fire Lake DJ from Michigan says, well done, monologue, Ben. Sounds like Trevor Lawrence would fit right in with my Detroit Lions. How would that hair look? With the Honolulu blue, would that be a good match? The flowing locks along with the powder blue? Yeah. Who knows? All right. Let's see. Who is next? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to Kenny, who's in Charlotte, and Kenny is next on the big radio show. What's going on, Kenny?
How are you, Ben? Thanks for having me on.
What's going on? Talk to me, man.
I mean, on the Trevor Lawrence thing is one thing, and with the Lions thing you read before that, I'm a diehard Lions fan. Trevor Lawrence, not going to happen. Not going to get him. That's a pipe dream. So he's just talking smack.
Well, you don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to fall to the number 7 pick in the draft because of a Sports Illustrated article? That's a fair position to have. I would tend to agree with you. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, if somebody that was an established quarterback was said what Trevor Lawrence said, they wouldn't get any grief. And I understand that. I was wondering if I could get your opinion on a Lions thing while I had your ear. First time I've ever gotten through.
Oh, well, congratulations. This day is different than all other days. This is a major accomplishment. As you know, Kenny, you have to battle every alcoholic, every degenerate that calls this show on a regular basis. They're my family. They're our friends there.
I'm a bartender, so I supply them.
We're in the same business. Like, I'm a verbal bartender, and you actually serve the alcoholic beverage. How's the bar business in Charlotte these days? Is it coming back? Is it
very slowly. We're slowly, almost there.
Good, good.
Almost. Like it's been a hard year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For everybody, absolutely. But, yeah, especially a bartender, man. Most bars have been shut down for a long time. Anyway, all right, Kenny, what about the Lions? Make it quick. Get to the point, please.
the point is, I don't understand why anybody doesn't point out the biggest problem with the Lions, and that is the Ford family ownership and their lack of winning. Their Nolan, their ownership that doesn't care and know that fans care, and everything gets blamed on coaches. It gets blamed on players. It gets put on Stafford or Caldwell, when the biggest problem with the Lions industry is the ownership, and it's never pointed out.
Now, I will say this. I've been a fan of bad owner teams that have crappy owners, but it's just they hire the wrong executives. Like, I mean, it's not – I don't think the Ford family is, like, meddling day in and day out with every personnel move the Lions have made.
They just don't want to win.
No, I mean, they're hiring – they might not want to win, but if you hire a GM to pick the players, right, if you have somebody who's competent as an executive and a good coach, you're going to win anyway. Right? It doesn't matter whether your owner wants to win or not. I mean, assuming they're not, you know, breathing down your neck all the time.
Only thing I could retort to that is me working at a bar and you working in Fox Sports Radio. You work for a company where the best comes from down. And Fox Sports is the best radio company. I feel like I work for one of the best bars in Charlotte. And you can only be given the tools you have, and that comes from the top down.
No, I understand. But listen, I've worked at some really crappy radio stations, and I've always
taken
pride.
Anymore.
Well, I don't anymore, but I've taken pride in my work. You know, I think whatever, you know, yeah, you individually. I hear what you're saying, and it sucks when your owner's terrible, but anyway. Just, I guess, don't buy a Ford. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I believe we have a Maller monologue coming up on this, and if you're going to address this situation coming up soon, you can tease it if you want. But
all right.
Former All-Star LaMarcus Aldridge retiring after 15 seasons. He released a statement. He was playing for the Brooklyn Nets, not for very long, but he was picked up around the deadline.
And yeah, he was there less than a month.
He's apparently dealing with an irregular heartbeat, and he said something to the effect of, you know, for all these years I've put my health or my career before my family, and now it's time to think of my health and my family first. So LaMarcus Aldridge will not be any kind of an addition for the Brooklyn Nets in their playoff push. I have actually seen some people mention him as a Hall of Famer. Now, I know
he's a Hall of Famer. Everyone gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yes. You could be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, Eddie, as a contributor.
I was going to say, we know our friend Muffet McGraw is in the Hall of Fame, but I was.
Oh, if you look
at
some of the names,
you know, I'm not an NBA guy, but I was taken aback when I heard someone say LaMarcus Aldridge is a Hall of Famer.
The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame has like different tiers, but, you know, it's the Hall of Fame. So you go to the Hall of Fame and there's like, it's unbelievable. Some of the names that are.
What do you mean different tiers?
Well, they have like international, they have contributor, they have the international category, they have women's basketball, they have.
Yeah, but he doesn't qualify for any of those. He qualifies for. Yeah, professional basketball player, right?
Yeah, I believe he'll get in the Basketball Hall of Fame. But I wouldn't retire his number, and I will point that out. Because now, you know, anytime somebody retires, you know, these people didn't die. They just stopped playing, and they're like, well, we forget all the...
Well, but to be fair, you don't think anyone's number should be retired.
That is correct.
So, I mean...
That is correct. I would retire like Wayne Gretzky in hockey, Babe Ruth. You know, I could do Jackie Robinson in baseball. But who else? Football, nobody. You know,
I don't believe in that league-wide retirement thing. I don't like that.
You don't like that? Yeah. Do you like the Dolphins?
But
like,
I don't mind retiring numbers though, like you do.
I think it's should be done rare and appropriately. It's not done rare and appropriately. It's not. It's ridiculous.
Well, we look forward to that monologue.
Yes,
maybe.
No, I'll give it at least a 6. That monologue is going to get at least a 6.
Is that coming up next hour?
That'll be next hour.
Next hour,
yes.
Everybody.
Wake up the kids.
You thought you were going to bed.
No.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Charlie in San Antonio, better known as Romosexual, says, another solid call by Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan. The kid is making some grown-ups who call this show look like clowns. So I agree. This Emmett guy is solid. He is rock solid as a caller.
And who?
We're talking first-round pick. You know, the NFL draft's a couple weeks away. If you had a caller draft, blind Emmett would be a first-round lottery pick. At this point,
he said he could live or take the show, though. So his passion for the show is obviously not there.
Yeah. Well, he did drop Rob Parker's name. And even though Rob's a friend, and
who?
We're talking about other hosts here at Fox Sports Radio. I mean, you're stepping on my toes. Does anyone call Rob Parker up and drop my name? I don't think so.
You got to have the bones. You got to have the structure.
Very important. Very important. Rickster from the bus. So you know it's important. He's from the bus. He says, Maller, if Trevor had to be motivated by his critics, he wouldn't have much motivation, would he? Has very few now and probably never has. I disagree, Rickster. There's this cesspool, this orchard of crap called Twitter, and you can find negativity. Trust me, it's not that hard. Even the star athlete who is seemingly perfect, you can find the negativity. So I wanted to get to the magic sticky note story. I thought this was amusing. So Aaron Rodgers has been guest hosting on Jeopardy. Now, it was filmed several months ago, but it's been airing recently, and maybe you've seen some of Jeopardy and you're a fan and you watched Aaron Rodgers, or maybe you don't care about Jeopardy, but you like Aaron Rodgers and watched it. So in order to promote his hosting of Jeopardy, he sent out recently on social media a photo of what it's like to be in the Alex Trebek chair. Like, if you've ever wondered what's it like to host Jeopardy, when Alex Trebek, may he rest in peace, was looking down at the monitor, what was he looking at? Well, Aaron Rodgers ended the mystery, and he showed what the Jeopardy podium looks like. And it was the funniest thing because he had written down, now it's a monitor and it's got all the different Jeopardy categories. And I assume that you would press the buttons on that and then it would give you the answers to the questions, whatever. So fine. But he had a bunch of sticky notes around the monitor, and it was pretty funny. Among the highlights for me were notes from Aaron Rodgers that reminded himself not to pick his nose or his buttocks, and it was hilarious. So I recommend checking that out. But this is the thing. I'm not a big sticky note guy. I've never been a big sticky note guy. But the notes included slow down, stand up straight, and here's one. This is a classic. One of the great quotes of Aaron Rodgers from his Green Bay Packer days. Relax. Relax.
Relax.
But then the very next note was energy. So you can't, if you're relaxed, and how do you have energy and then you're relaxed? So anyway, it was amusing behind the scenes how they make the sausage at Jeopardy. I think I could do that job. Like, that looks like an easy job. You get the monitor right there. You just got to smile. You don't have to say that much. The hardest part of that job would be some of the words you have to pronounce, because there's some $30 words there that you're going to have to pronounce, which becomes a bit of a problem. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Back to the phones we go, and let's say hello to Big Al in Waco, Texas. Hello, Big Al.
Duval! Hey, check this out. Everybody needs to calm down. Everybody needs to calm down. Listen, everybody's...
I can't calm down, Big Al. I got a talk show. Nobody wants to hear a calm talk show host. How boring is that?
Relax.
But here's the thing. As a longtime Jags fan, we had Mark Brunell, Byron Leftwich. We had David Garrard, and we had Blaine Gabbert. You know, now we're about to get Trevor Lawrence. He's going to be our Lord and Savior, okay? Gardner Minshew was doing good with the Mississippi Mud Flap, but here in Duval County, listen up, boss. I need everybody to relax. Trevor Lawrence is our Lord and Savior, and that's what I have to say about that.
All right, well, thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Jesus!
Yes.
I
can't wait till Trevor Lawrence turns water to wine. I think that'll be amazing. He is the savior.
That's one of the greatest moments in history.
What's that?
Turning water into wine. That's awesome, yeah. Dude.
Well, what else is he going to do? I mean, because he's a savior, so is he going to be a talking donkey as the mascot of the Jags? I mean, if they lose, it's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah? I mean, what are we looking at here, Roberto? How far down do we want to go on that? Judging by that guy, Big Al, he would say you've got the Pope, Jesus, Benny Hinn, the Dalai Lama, Gandhi, and Trevor Lawrence. What do they all have in common? Right there. Oh, that's funny. That is amusing. All right, this is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Time now for the Who Am I game. And this is where I pretend to be somebody else, thus we call it the Who Am I game. So here it is.
Who?
The Who Am I game, while the NBA pick 'em, time permitting. I was the first player in NBA postseason history to have a 60-point game. Again, I was the first player in NBA postseason history to have a record 60-point game. So the first one to do it. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got the NBA pick 'em, but here is the Who Am I game. I was the first player in NBA postseason history to have a 60-point game. Who am I? Rob in Vegas is going with Dog, the Bounty Hunter. Raider Freak says it's got to be Mr. Ed, not a talking donkey, a talking horse. Who else do we have? Paige down here, Paige down. Zelmo Beatty, guessed by Fantastic. Who else do we have? Road Dog Jess James from Luke the Vending Guy. Utah Jazz Center, Mark Eaton, guessed by J-Dot. That is his answer. Chris in Des Moines says it's the iconic former Laker Chris Mim. Sam Bowie, Blazer legend, guessed by Michael. Jason in Denver is going with Dolph Shays as his answer. It's Friday, so just Josh gives us the standard Alexa Bliss. Who else? Christopher the Custodian says Baron Davis. Paulie B is going with Big Mike. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. Clearly cheating. Frank in L.A. says it's Samoa Joe. Boy, tough day for Samoa Joe. I guess the WWE is not doing that well. They're letting rid of people, letting go of people, getting rid of them. Double O Mexican says it's Michael Cooper. Bernard King from the Late Night Drug Tester. Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, got it right. The Big Lou, Big Lou in the LBC going with the great Wally George. Yeah, he was a legend. Talk show host back in the day. The kids used to goof on that guy all the time. Anyway, all right, here we go. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Will Chamberlain.
Is it Will Chamberlain for the win? No. It is Elgin Baylor. Elgin Baylor for the win there back in the day, 1962. Time now for the NBA Pick'em.
It's the wrong music, Roberto.
That's the wrong. We're doing the NBA, Roberto. There we go. Hit the John Tesh. Here we go. All right, Roberto, you actually have the first pick.
Oh, I have no idea who's playing in the NBA right now. So
I'll just pick anybody then.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay, good. Coop.
I will go with, let's see.
Hurry up!
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic, all right. Eddie.
I'll take Joel Embiid.
I'm going to take Russell Westbrook and Luka Doncic.
Wow. How about
that? Eddie.
Let's go with Kevin Durant.
Coop.
Rudy Gobert.
Roberto, back to back.
Donovan Mitchell. Domantas Sabonis.
All right, cool. Hurry up!
I guess Ben Simmons.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Karl-Anthony Towns.
Nobody's playing in the NBA.